keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess.
And Charlie.
With your 8am Zlines. In local news, Brisbane has been named Queensland's top destination, attracting 4 in every 10 visitors to the state and setting international records. The data places New Zealand as Brisbane's top international market, accounting for 248,000 visitors during the surveyed period.
$33 million in funding for road upgrades across the Gold Coast have disappeared from the state budget, casting doubt over 10 transport projects. Instead, the projects have been listed in the planning phase or have been placed on hold to be delivered at a later date.
In national news, from July 1st of this year, Australia will implement significant road rule changes to enhance safety and enforcement nationwide. In New South Wales, extra cameras will enforce stricter penalties for mobile phone use and seatbelt violations. In Victoria, speed limits will be reduced in high-risk areas, and new regulations will apply to passing stationary vehicles with flashing lights. And in Queensland, there will be a 3.4% increase in car registration and fines. Speed limits on roads in certain parts of WA will also be significantly reduced in response to the state's road toll.
Two mates have battled a house fire with only a garden hose in Broome's historic Chinatown. The blaze started in the kitchen of Son Ming Chinese restaurant on Tuesday afternoon. The blaze was contained to the kitchen, leaving the rest of the property, including the dining area, untouched.
In international news, a truck driver in China was left hanging on the edge of a collapsed bridge on Tuesday. The bridge, located in Guizhou, in China's southwest, collapsed due to landslides caused by extraordinary levels of rainfall in recent days, with heavy floods over towns. The Chinese state media have released drone videos of the vehicle hanging over a deep chasm below the bridge. The driver was rescued by emergency services and was not injured.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 10 degrees with an expected and wanted maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.